Hey guys, Dale here. Do you want an unfair advantage to dominate your fantasy football league? Well, look no further and download SquadQL, the only mobile app you need to crush your friends and rivals this year. SquadQL recommends the best starting lineup for you each week based on your starters, your bench players, and free agent pool. Now, Christian, you may ask, how does SquadQL actually do this?
Well, basically what they do is this app connects directly with your Yahoo, ESPN, CBS leagues. They pull in your actual roster and your league scoring system, which is very important. SquadQL then provides like their waiver and trade recommendations. Then the app gives you rankings each and every week, and it's all based on your league setting. So SquadQL truly is your go-to app for fantasy football this season. Head to squadql.com, download SquadQL, your all-in-one fantasy football manager. SquadQL is brought to you by the creators of RotoQL, the leading daily fantasy optimizer, trusted by over 100,000 DFS players. You can also download RotoQL for free from both the Apple and Android app stores.
Yeah, eat, sleep, fantasy, you rocking with the best. NFL Fantasy Football Podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs, better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah, Eat Sleep Fantasy. Eat Sleep Fantasy.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as the Boss Sharks of Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Christian Brito. You can find me at CBrito Fantasy, or just check out anything that Fantasy Pros retweets because it's probably my articles. No? Is that too... No? Am I sucking my own dick too much?
This is the problem here.
Because I was talking about Boss Shark and then...
Yes, exactly.
The shit, and then...
Introduce me.
As joining me as always is Dale DeMont. What's up, Dale?
Episode 235. We are on episode 235. We actually published like 270, but we're on 235. I don't know how that works, but we are closing in on 1 million episode 1 million downloads, by the way.
Definitely,
so thank you to everybody.
But yeah.
Huh?
Definitely not a million episodes, but
yeah. No. I mean 1 million downloads. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, I thank everybody for listening from the old OG Eat Nation. We appreciate it. And for everybody listening for the first time and maybe new to this season, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. We are growing. We are really happy. And we're happy that you're with us along this journey. I don't like the Boss Shark thing, and you know it. And I don't know why you opened the episode like that. And I think everybody is going to feel the same way I do about it. Stop calling yourself a boss is the first thing.
First of
that's
all,
just weird.
The
I don't,
way that
I don't
I'm
care if you are
to at my job is usually boss or el jefe.
Okay. So that's our first problem.
That's
our first problem because that shows me that you are trying to establish dominance.
I do establish dominance.
Yeah, but see, you
that's
shouldn't.
Why
you
I
should
pee
try
in
to
corners.
You pee on people's legs and you say, I'm your boss.
Well, not on their legs. It's just when they go pee, I immediately go pee after them to establish
that's
that's
good.
My
to cover their scent.
Yeah.
Right. I get it. That's a power move.
Yeah. It gets awkward like the little kids have an accident and they like pee on the floor because then I have to go over.
Yeah. And you pee on the floor right after they do.
Yeah. And then I have to clean both up.
And then you take a newspaper and you hit them on the nose?
No.
No, that's not part of your job, is it?
That's not what.
Anyways, Boss Shark, this whole baby shark thing is just getting stupid now. Nothing bothers me more than the baby shark thing was like, okay, it was good, like whatever. It's, you know, a lot of kids listened to it. It was a thing. And now all these stupid remixes and the reggae shark and then the mama shark or whatever, all the stupid stuff going on. It's so dumb. And people like this stuff. I don't get it.
Love it.
And now you're calling yourself, you have a shirt that says Boss.
I have a shirt Boss that Shark. Says Boss Shark, dude.
Ridiculous.
Do.
Yes, that's stupid.
And
then there's like
actually
onesies that
I
say like.
I post it tomorrow when I wear it.
Yeah, it's really dumb.
Love it.
It's really dumb. I'm sorry.
It's the best shirt I own.
I don't get it.
Actually, it's the second best shirt I own. I have a shirt that I wear exclusively when I go on boats and cruises. and it says I'm on a boat.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay.
That one's okay.
That's okay.
Oh, because that one is more adult trendy. You just don't like kid stuff.
Well, no, because it doesn't scream at you. It's like, okay, like it's like a, it's a shirt that like you, it's whatever. Like it's not screaming at people saying, look at me. Like I don't, I used to like those shirts until people started like recognizing, be like, oh, hey, like I have a Los Pollos Hermanos shirt from Breaking Bad. Oh, that's, and it has like their so logo and stuff.
Lame.
Well, I don't wear it that often because I get so much attention and I hate it. Be like, oh, hey, Breaking Bad. Hey, that's a good show. I'm like, yeah. I don't want to talk to people.
That's why I don't wear my Power Rangers shirt anymore.
Because people like recognize you.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, I don't like it.
I like Power Rangers. I don't like it. I liked Power Rangers. Yeah, I don't. As a kid. I can't really wear a lot of those shirts anymore.
Even I have a Wu-Tang shirt.
What?
I have a Wu-Tang shirt that I wore maybe like,
well, you are, I don't know, a handful of times.
But people start wanting to talk about Wu-Tang with me, and like, I like their music. I'm not like a super fan though. And they're talking about like albums back. Like, I have no clue what they're talking about. And I'm like, oh yeah. And, like, they're just going on and on. And I was like, okay. Like, I'm going to stop wearing this shirt. So.
Right.
I don't know. I just don't like the attention. Today, guys, we are going to go through some Facebook. If you're not part of our Facebook group on Facebook, that doesn't make any sense.
If you're not part of our Facebook group on Twitter, Instagram.
Our private group on Facebook.
What?
It's $5 for an entire year. And we try to get to as many questions and stuff as we can, and even if we don't get to the questions, we have like 240 people or 250 people in the group that help, like, basically crowd crowdsource answers. Right. So it's pretty cool. So we're gonna read some questions. There's a commissioner question and there's some other Q&A stuff that we're gonna get through, and while we're doing that, we'll probably go through some of our rankings for this week, maybe a little bit of rest of season rankings, maybe a little bit of flex questions, running back, wide receiver, all that good stuff. So we will kind of get to that as we progress. I'm not sure how long this episode is going to be, but, you know, like we always say, if you're in the gym, you're starting up the treadmill right about now, I hope you put it on like 3.5 to get warmed up, maybe, you know, bump up the incline a little bit just to kind of get the sweat going. This is good. It's good for you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm actually going to go to the gym after this.
Good. Good for you. See, people hear my voice and they want to start working out.
By the way, like, if I can go to the gym, this is going to be my second day in a row. If I can go to the gym, you can go to the gym, because I'm a fat fuck. So let's go.
Hey, being overweight has nothing to do with going to the gym.
What? Well, I think it has a lot to do with going to the gym. But if you guys want to help motivate me, tweet at me, you know, going to the gym, because it helps. I actually want to commit to this, so you guys want to actually ask me. I have somebody that's literally asking me every day, did you go to the gym? And that's,
yes, okay.
That's making me follow through.
Okay, look, everybody who's listening, if you're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever, hashtag Burrito2019, because it's going to be a new burrito next year. So encourage him, tweet at him, say that he's doing a good job, hashtag Burrito2019.
It's a lot of chicken.
I kind of want to do a DeMott Burrito 2020 shirt.
Yeah.
Did anybody buy those?
Leave Armando out.
He's like our Secretary of State.
Yeah.
People appreciate him, but they're not voting for him.
We're on very opposite political ends of the spectrum. Guess who's what? And yet, like, we still have a lot of viewpoints that we, like, we did this one time. I can't remember. I think it was in Dallas. Was it Dallas that he arrived before everybody else?
I think so. First? Yeah.
That we sat down and, like, we actually have a lot in common, even though we're very opposite ends of the spectrum.
My problem is, and I think this is why I'm not a good boss either, I don't care enough about anything.
Oh, I'm the opposite. I truly don't care a lot about keeping other people happy. That's why I'm a good boss.
Right,
my employees,
see,
my,
like,
clients, I, you know, am constantly flooded with good feedback.
Well, the problem with me is, like, at my work, like, people mess up, and I'm like, I can't get mad because I just don't care enough. Like, they mess up, I'm like, okay, like, whatever, we'll fix it later. Or, you know, it's a mistake, who cares? Like, let's move by it. Like, I can't fake being mad at people for messing up or not doing their job. It's like, all right, like, let's move on. You know, I'm not going to yell at you. Like, I'd rarely yell at people. I have fired people, but I don't really yell and I don't really care enough.
Right.
I only fire them when it really affects me. You fire anybody yet? You're not a boss until you fire somebody.
My current job?
Yeah.
Kind of. It was just kind of like a mutual letting go.
Like, this ain't working out for you?
Yeah. At my last two jobs where I was like the director, I'm actually pretty used to firing people. You know this. Yeah.
Oh, good.
But the thing is, at my current job, I'm picky about who I hire, so I haven't had to fire anyone.
Right. You know, they say hiring is the easy part. It's firing people that makes a good leader, because you got to fire at the right amount of time. Hiring, you can hire everybody, but you got to know when to cut people. That's the hard part.
You got to know when to cut people. But a lot of people don't spend enough time training and teaching.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people... So the thing is, I feel like I hire people that are moldable. And if you're moldable, I can train and teach you.
Right.
If I sense that's not your disposition, then I probably don't want to work with you.
Mm-hmm. Did we just turn into a... Yes. Professional development podcast?
We can do that if you want. It's going to be boring, though. I can only do that for like 10
Dude,
minutes.
Dude, I could talk an hour about management. That's easy. All right. Let's just get right into...
I need somebody to help me with my payroll. It's getting out of
Okay.
You want to do my payroll processing?
Sure. Okay. Just send me social security numbers and how much you're getting paid. I'll take care of it.
Gotcha.
All right. So this is the first question. No, this is the first question. This is from Kevin Zuckerman.
We could say names, Tyler.
I don't know. Here, let me just say
it. That's the Facebook questions. Am I looking?
Hold
at
on. No. This is a different one. He goes, this is a question for everyone. How does everyone's league handle trades? And I'm horrible reader. My league does a veto where 4 out of 12 people have to veto to nullify the trade. I just got
a
trade
really
vetoed.
Low number.
Yeah, 4 out of 12. Jeez.
Should be the other way around. Only, you know, if 8 out of 12, maybe. But I think it has to be like
12 out of 12.
A super majority, like 10 out of 12, 11 out of 12 to veto a trade.
Right. So he said, I just got my trade vetoed of receiving Melvin Gordon for AJ Green and Kerryon Johnson.
What's wrong with that trade?
Not horrible. One of the guys in the league said he vetoed it because he didn't want to see me get Gordon because I'm 6-1 and the guy I traded with is 2-5. I think that's bullshit reason to veto a trade.
The guy's probably 2-5 because he needs depth and he's trading away the one good thing on his team for some depth.
Exactly. Yeah. It makes sense. Want to try and get other people's input to see how to approach commissioner for the offseason.
That's a perfect trade for the two parties, right? You're 6-1.
So far,
you want to solidify your roster. The other guy's probably 2-5, but still feels like his team's good enough to make
He just needs a little
push,
depth.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. So far, we said maybe taking vetoes to 7-plus people to veto a trade. It just makes the league so boring because nobody ever trades because everyone just vetoes every trade. Mostly, I'm ranting right now because I think I got fucked over on the veto. Here's a picture of Jay Cutler. So, yeah.
The last little touch was good. Who wrote this?
Kevin Zuckerman.
Okay, yeah.
So this is actually, I am a firm believer. There shouldn't be league votes and vetoed and being vetoed. I think the way we run our league of record, if there's collusion.
Only that approves it, and it should only be put to a vote if there's suspicion of collusion.
Yeah, that's it.
But the commissioner should have the right to put it to a vote. And then once it's put to a vote, it should be a supermajority to be able to veto.
Yes, 100% agree.
Supermajority,
and this is crazy.
Of everyone not involved in the trade, obviously.
Kevin, we spend hours and hours on fantasy football. We read through pages and pages of tweets and Facebook posts. And I've seen so many commissioner questions. I'm telling you, whoever your commissioner is, have them listen here and make sure you guys at least change the rules. I guess you can't change the rules midseason. That's kind of crazy too. But you definitely need to trade this veto situation. I highly urge you just to get one league manager and veto trades only for obvious collusion. And like Brito said, if it, you know, even then it should be vetoed, it should be voted on. So that's, yeah. I think we agree
also,
with that.
Also, like, everyone's just assuming the people that are vetoing that their opinion of fantasy is better than the people involved in the trade.
Exactly. And like, exactly. And
who knows?
Yeah, if you think you're good enough,
suck the rest of the year, and you're getting suckered in this trade, and they vetoed it because they think you don't know, yeah, man. Exactly. You don't know.
Exactly. Exactly. Or there's a couple guys that really know what they're doing, and a bunch of guys that don't, and then you're getting screwed because people don't know what they're doing. So, anyways, what questions do you have on yours? Let's move along. Let's answer some of these questions on
first
that.
Question I have is from Tyler Rice Sanford. Reese Sanford. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Tyler, man. Yeah. Where does Leonard Fournette value stand for the rest of the season? And also, the same question, but for Tevin Coleman. So let's start with Fournette. Where do you have, where do you see Fournette rest of season? I think
Fournette.
Yeah, we talked about this. I think he's out for the next 3 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he comes back, you have a top 15 back, but I do think Carlos Hyde cuts into him.
I mean, Carlos Hyde is going to have to cut into him a little bit.
So rest when he goes of back, season, maybe a top 36 back, but not much more.
Yeah,
he's in that.
Is he going? And rest of season,
I want to lump this in here. Dalvin Cook, the same thing.
Yeah, I agree. So. I agree. I think Dalvin Cook and Leonard Fournette are on the same boat. I have him. Now, who would you have, Leonard Fournette or Le'Veon Bell?
Well, Le'Veon Bell. Easy.
Not by a lot.
No, by a lot.
Really?
By a lot.
Not for me.
I think you missed 1.5 weeks of Le'Veon Bell because he'll be back after a week from now, and then you can't trust it that week, but you play him after. So 2 more weeks without Lev Bell, and then you're good to go.
They're going to play Lev Bell, but I don't think they're going to put James Conner in the trash can.
In the trash can.
Tevin Coleman, on the other hand, like him better than both Cook and Fournette, much better. I really like Tevin Coleman rest of the season. I don't have an issue for it. He's an RB2 rest of the season.
Yeah. It's a little disappointing. He's going to be an RB2, man. He's been a little disappointing. This past week was his best week in a while, and it was, 82 total yards with a touchdown?
Yeah.
13 touches. It's just he's only averaging 13 touches a game. It's disappointing.
Yeah. It is.
And he's got his bye week coming up. Then Washington has been kind of tough. Mm-hmm. Schedule's not great rest of the season. You see, you play
it's
some
not great.
Good run
Cleveland,
defenses.
Dallas. Yeah.
Cleveland's great. Cleveland's bottom 10, I guess.
Right.
Dallas, New Orleans, Baltimore, those are all good run defenses.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't soften up until week 14.
Right.
I don't love it.
But, dude, this offense, Matt Ryan's playing pretty well. This offense is running. It's about opportunity for Tevin Coleman, which keeps him in the RB2 range. I mean, for me, I think I'd rather have Tevin Coleman over Sony Michel rest of the season. If I have Sony Michel, I would trade him for Tevin Coleman.
I would not.
Rest of the season, just because we don't know. Just because of the question mark on Sony Michel.
I don't think Michel misses more than a game.
You don't think so?
No, and well, Tevin Coleman has his bye week this week, so it's like,
yeah, sure.
I would much rather have Sonny Michel.
Okay. How about somebody like Alex Collins?
I would rather have Michel and Coleman.
Yeah. Okay. Adrian Peterson. I'd rather have Peterson.
Oh boy, I don't know what to do with Adrian Peterson because I like think that.
And he's going to be a 1,000-yard rusher.
He's shown, maybe not 1,000 yards, but 1,000 total yards?
Yeah.
Because he's going to have some receiving in there. He's already got 144 receiving yards.
Yeah, he has over 500 total yards already.
1,000 total yards and six to eight touchdowns total?
He has 3 right now. Yeah, so six is fair. I bet you he can get 8.
Where's he averaging in terms of fantasy points per game right now?
Adrian Peterson? Peterson is
12.3 fantasy points per game. That's solid.
Yeah.
That's solid.
I like Adrian Peterson better.
I don't know. Michelle miss having getting knocked from a game and not really playing another game is averaging 11.2. I'll take Michelle, then Peterson, then Coleman.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. All right. What's next question?
Next question. Tyler's trying to double up on us. Is it too late to get value from James Conner? I'm not confident in him once Bella's back, even if there's word of them splitting carries. Value in terms of a trade rest of season. Like, is he too late on getting anything from James Conner? Yes. You missed the boat on that one.
If I had James Conner, I'm holding on to him because you're not going to get the value that you deserve.
Here's what you need to do. You just need to play him for the next two games and that's it. Like,
run him into the ground.
Just be happy that you got him for this time period. Like, you got lucky. You were fortunate, not lucky.
I'll tell you what, you start James Conner until he tells you not to start him anymore. Basically, I am not going on if he's on a snap count or he's splitting carries. I'm going to ride him until the wheels fall off. You keep playing James Conner until he doesn't produce for you.
Agreed. That was okay. Simple. Okay. I accidentally closed my tab. No, I got it back. Okay, sorry. I shouldn't have said it out loud. Should have waited. Should have just stalled for a second. All right. You got to start two this week. Oh, my God. This is a very early question for this. Well, I guess not because it's Wednesday for me. I haven't fully done my ranks here, but it'll be Thursday by the time all this comes out. So you got to start two of these here, Dale. Okay, let me write these down. Or let me look at these. Edelman, Demaryius Thomas, Latavius Murray, or Tariq Cohen. They're his two flex spots. So Edelman, Demaryius Thomas, Latavius Murray, or Tariq Cohen.
Okay, you're starting Latavius Murray.
Yeah, I'm starting the two running backs.
And Tariq Cohen was the other one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree. Tariq Cohen and Latavius Murray.
I would rank it... Oh, man, Latavius is playing New Orleans. Latavius has been bad in bad matchups and good in good matchups, so he does worry me. I was just about to say I would say him first, but I don't like the matchup against New Orleans.
Yeah. Dude, when Latavius gets carries, though, he performs very well. I mean, he's averaging over 4.5 yards per carry when he's carrying 15-plus times in the last 2 weeks, basically. Last 2 weeks, 3 touchdowns.
And Demaryius is playing Kansas City, but it's just like
200 yards.
Emmanuel Sanders has been the guy to own there.
Yeah.
So, I'm still starting the two running backs.
I would too. Yep. I would too. They're both. Tariq Cohen is a weird one for me, but he is playing the Jets. And I actually like Jordan Howard this week as well.
Next question is, what are you doing with Alex Collins? We should read who these questions are coming from.
Oh, yeah.
That question, the first, the Edelman, the starting two question was from Chris Garlax.
Okay.
Garlax. The next question is from Trent Steven. Steven spelled with a PH. Steven.
I like it.
You don't understand that reference. What do we do with Alex Collins? He's so vanilla, I don't even want to start him. I need to do a voice for when we read things.
Yeah, you should look at their face? Look at their profile picture and do their voice how you think they sound.
His profile picture is he is in a tux or a suit. And what looks like his wife in a wedding, because I see like a veil.
I'm sure that's his wife. Yeah, it looks like a wedding.
Mm-hmm. And she's staring up at him lovingly. I wish I had that.
Very lovingly.
sorry, man. They
Trent, he looks happy. Trent looks happy, I guess.
He also looks very white. So,
he's in Indiana.
He's in Indiana, but so I can't do like a Southern accent because he's not really from the South.
No, but his wife is not looking at him. His wife is actually looking at his
don't say
early aging bald balding head.
I think this is a perfect time, actually, to talk about one of our sponsors.
All right. Let's get right into it.
Listen, if you're like me and you're kind of a little bit worried about what's going on top of your head, I want to talk to you because 2/3 of men lose their hair by the age of 35. And by the time you actually start to notice that hair loss, more than often it's too late. And 4hims.com and the people over at 4hims have a real solution here where they connect you with real doctors, actual medical grade solutions all online, prescription solutions actually backed by science. No, there's no waiting room. You don't have to wait, you know, to see a doctor. You can, you know, there's no awkward visits, right? And it's just have to answer a few quick questions.
Yeah, that's right. You guys can order now. All of our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5. While supplies last, make sure you see the website for all the details. This would usually cost you hundreds of dollars if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/ESF. That's forhims.com/ESF. forhims.com/ESF.
So don't be like Trent. Is that too mean to say?
No.
Did I mess up?
That's okay.
I feel bad.
No, Trent's our friend.
Dude, listen, the reason that I'm actually about to start trying Hims is I'm terrified of going bald. And I can already feel it happening. So, I'm sorry.
All right, what else? What else we got?
What do you do with Alex
Collins?
No,
we didn't even get to his question.
He's so vanilla that I don't ever want to start him.
Right.
So what are you doing with Alex Collins? He's a bi-week guy, honestly, at this point.
Unfortunately, he is.
He's 9 points a game in standard, 11 in PPR. That's a flex. He's a flex.
That's a flex. You're exactly right. I had high hopes that he would be a low-end RB1.
I will say this, okay? The end of season schedule, Cincinnati, Oakland, Atlanta, Kansas City, Tampa Bay, that is after the bye from weeks 11 to 15. Beautiful schedule. B-E-A-utiful.
Yep. Right now, yeah, he plays Carolina, then he plays Pitt, then he has his bye.
So that's good for the next 3 weeks.
Horrible. Buy low on him, his next really bad game. Last against New Orleans, he had 38 yards last week.
Time.
Wait for him to play Carolina and Pitt and have a really bad game. Buy low, and he is a solid flex.
He's a good target at the trade deadline.
I agree.
But don't expect, he's a good target for you to be able to have as your RB2 flex.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect him to be more than that, but just expect the consistency of 9 to 10 points once you get to those week 11.
Agreed.
Okay. What about his counterpart, Buck Allen? I don't care, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Who do you like better rest of season, Nick Chubb or Kerryon Johnson? I'm actually...
Who's asking this?
I need to do that better job. Richard, who we met in Orlando. Richard Horcher. I don't know how to say his last name. You want to help me there?
Horcher? I don't know.
Why are you messing with me, man? I don't know. Energy for you right now.
Sorry. Okay. So what's the question?
Who do you like better rest of season, Nick Chubb or Kerryon Johnson? I think they're both, got an upwards trajectory here. This is a very interesting question for me. Go.
Dude, I'm really surprised how much work Nick Chubb got right out of the gate. I don't know about you.
Why? Why are you surprised?
Because he went from having 2 and 3 carries to dominating.
Yeah, 2 or 3 carries, but he was...
He was good.
He was
limited carries,
7 yards a carry.
Of course, he didn't. He didn't blow the world up with his 18 carries last week, though. So
I don't know why you're surprised. 20 touches. I'm sorry, 18 carries and 2 targets, no catches. Right. So 20 opportunities, I guess.
Sure.
In his very first week, what?
Very solid.
And he's got a hit and miss schedule for the rest of the season, but his volume is going to be there.
Yes. Volume is what matters. Kerryon Johnson's, like you said, also on this upward trend. I think I would have to go with Nick Chubb over Kerryon Johnson by a little bit.
I really like Nick Chubb rest of season. If I could get him right now and not and get him at a fair value, the thing is, like, whoever just got him is going to hesitate to trade him. And
yeah,
I really like Nick Chubb rest of season.
Yeah, Nick Chubb over Tevin Coleman, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You might get me to say Nick Chubb over a lot of people if you do rest of season rankings right now.
Interesting.
With me. We may need to do another rest of season rankings pod.
Okay. We should try to do one like once a week or something just to update people with trades and all that good stuff. Yep. I think it would be good. It was fun when I did it.
Okay.
All right, what else?
I will put Nick Chubb ahead of Tevin Coleman. Yep. I'm looking at it here. Probably the top. Okay. Top 18 back.
Okay. Thank you, Richard Horshey.
All right. He actually asked us two questions. Okay. This question reads, I'm gonna read it word for word. What in the actual fuck do we do with Jordan Reed? Drop him? Or keep getting dog shit week in and week out because there isn't anyone better to pick up?
Yeah, Jordan Reed is... I'm a huge proponent of keeping one tight end on your team unless you have some sort of flex tight end position. And if that's the case, Jordan Reed is right there on the edge. I think rest of the season, I think I'd rather have like guys like Austin Hooper, OJ Howard, David Njoku.
The problem is, hey, maybe you can pick up Howard. CJ Ozuma?
I don't know if I trust him enough. Jordan Reed.
I do.
Do you?
Yep.
I don't know. Two targets, week 7 against Kansas City.
Scored, though.
But it's just not enough opportunity. It's not enough. I think week 6 when he had the 7.
Kelsey,
when he had the...
You've got Kittle, you've got Ertz, you've got Gronk. You're not going to be able to pick up any of those guys. Then you've got Cook, Ebron, Graham, Burton. You're not going to be able to pick up any of those guys. Maybe sure. Njoku is available, right?
I love David Njoku.
Ingram is probably not available. Howard's probably not available. And then you're in that tier with Jordan Reed, Austin Hooper, Vance McDonald, Greg Olsen, if somebody dropped him, CJ Ozuma, Benjamin Watson. That's the group. And honestly, like the guys are going to be available there. Hooper, McDonald, Ozuma. That's the group that Reed's in anyways. But I'd probably see if I can go out and get Ozuma. Dale says see if you can go out and get Hooper. But that's pretty much it.
Good old McDonald. Vance McDonald.
He's been decent. All right. Next question here. This comes in from Curtis. Chef Curtis. Curtis Williams. Flex this week.
Wait, you got to talk like Curtis.
How do I talk like Curtis? You want to try this?
No, I'm asking you to. Never mind. You're going to get in trouble.
Why? Did you think I was going to... What did you think I was going to do?
Just read the question. I don't know. Just go.
Can you elaborate?
Curtis says, flex this week, full PPR, Will Fuller or Kerryon Johnson?
Let me just... I'm going to pull up my own ranks here because I'm blanking on who Kerryon is playing.
Kerryon Johnson is playing. I'll tell you right now. Kerryon Johnson is playing Seattle.
Okay, that's very middle of the road. And then Fuller is playing Miami tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Well, today. With no Kiki Kuti.
I would go with Kerryon Johnson.
Yeah.
Just because you know the opportunity is going to be there.
My rankings say Kerryon. But you ever just have a gut feeling?
What's your gut?
My gut is that Will Fuller is going to have a sneaky good game here.
Okay.
He just had a decent game. 8 targets versus Jacksonville. Yeah. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Kuti gets hurt and he suddenly sees an uptick of targets once again. Absolutely after not. He kind of like had disappeared over the last couple weeks.
Sure. That's so good. Carry on.
I'm going to adjust my rankings. I'm going to go Fuller.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hoping then he gets a touchdown.
I'm going to move Fuller. No, I don't think it's just going to be touchdown base. I think he gets 10 targets, 7 catches, 70 yards. I think it's going to be a good Fuller game.
Okay. 70 yards is going to outscore.
70 yards, and you're hoping for a touchdown, which he basically scores in every other game.
Well, you know, Kerryon Johnson is definitely going to get 70 yards against Seattle.
Yeah, but Will Fuller is a touchdown machine.
Okay.
Like, going... Let's go back to last year, okay? Will Fuller is a touchdown machine. He scored in half his games this year, and he scored in more than half his games last year.
Sure.
So let's average it out. Let's give him the 70 yards and half a touchdown. I think that's better than what Kerryon's going to do.
Hmm. Okay. Fair enough. All right. Let's see. Next question. Oh, okay. This is a good one. Manny. Toast or bagels in the morning, and what toppings?
And then he wrote cream cheese and strawberry for me, my dude. Mm. As the toppings. If it's just toast, I like my toast simple. Either just butter or just jam on it.
No, you got to put butter and jam. No, you don't put just jam.
I don't like both.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait. Is this a thing?
Yeah.
People don't put just jam on it, do they?
Absolutely.
Wow. I hope not. People are doing it wrong.
And then if it's a bagel, man, I like my bagels. It depends on my mood for the bagels, dude. I like
That puts just butter on bagels is
just butter on a bagel, you need to stop listening to the podcast. I'm not even fucking kidding.
Yep. Just go home.
We agree, right? You can't just you can put just butter on toast. But if you put just butter on a bagel, you need to...
You're an animal.
You're an animal.
A damn animal. Yeah.
By the way, actually, let's talk about this a little more. If you're a bagel shop and you want to be pretentious about, you're not going to toast my bagel, I'm never going to go there again.
Who does that?
A lot of places.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy. You definitely need to get the bagel. I like to do, pumpernickel.
Don't even fucking bother adding me, okay? I don't care. Toast my bagel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely not. They shouldn't charge you for toasting bagels.
No, they don't charge you. They just, scoff at you. Like, oh, my bagel's not good enough. No, warm it up.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it warmed. A little crispy pumpernickel bagel with jalapeno cream cheese. Mm. That's what I do.
I've had that. Do you like cream cheese and lox on your bagel?
It's okay. I don't go for it, but I'll eat it if it's there.
So when I there's a lot of Jewish people here Miami, and that's where I kind of discovered this. Holy shit, it's really good, man.
Yeah, it is good. Capers, too?
Capers are all right.
Capers are good.
Capers are all right.
All right.
I'm surprisingly white for a Cuban.
Yeah, yeah.
Just throw out the lox and cream cheese on a bagel. But if I had to say, I like, we've discussed this, actually. On a bagel, honey, goat cheese. Cream spreadable honey goat cheese.
Oh yeah, no, you don't do goat cheese on a bagel.
No. Spreadable honey goat
cheese. I understand that. You've said that
before. Down south.
I know. You said that before, and I told you before. You don't put goddamn goat cheese on a bagel.
That's fine. All right. Spreadable
cream cheese, dude.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine, but I like it to have they actually sell the common cream cheese company, Philadelphia? Is that the name of it? They sell a honey pecan cream cheese. Try that out.
Okay, I'll try it.
Yeah, it's really good.
All right, next question. Kevin Hoffman is asking Taylor Gabriel or Alex Collins this week. You gotta go Collins.
We should have our our writers chat or whatever, our ESF chat, answer this question, because I'm so tired of seeing Taylor Gabriel in our
I don't
chat.
Even know. Look, we have a chat. Okay, we have a WhatsApp chat with all our writers. There's like 12 or 13 people in here.
What is the obsession with Taylor Gabriel?
I don't know. I don't get it. I wasn't there for the origin of the story.
One huge 104-yard, 2-touchdown game. Okay?
I don't even know who likes him and who doesn't anymore. They just keep arguing with each other.
After that, listen to Taylor Gabriel's yardage totals. 25, 30, 34. Then he had the 104, 2-touchdown. Then the 110, 0-touchdown. And then right back down to 26. Okay. I'm not a man that I like to look at either extremes. I'm not going to look at the highest of highs and I'm not going to lowest of lowest, but there's a big enough sample size that if I take the median production of Taylor Gabriel this year, it's 3 fucking fantasy points.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah, so you're going Alex Collins. I mean, Gabriel does have a good matchup against the Jets, but still go Alex Collins just because the opportunity is there and chances are that he will produce more. So he'll produce
more than
3
points. Give me the
floor
of Collins over the floor of Taylor Gabriel.
Yep, yep.
I guess.
All right. Jeremy Menu.
No.
Raheem, huh?
Is Raheem Mostert worth a start? No.
No.
That happened. Well, listen, maybe. And the only maybe is Matt Breida is confirmed out and they get down big, which I don't think happens against Arizona. So, no.
Mm-hmm. All right. Patrick Slayers says, how's your sister?
Is that to you or to me?
Probably me. Oh, because I think you remember we were on the live show and I asked him how his sister was.
Does he have a hot
sister? I'm pretty sure that's who it was. Oh, no, I was joking around.
Okay. Hey, anyways. How's your sister doing? She lost a lot of weight. Is she hot now?
You stop. She looks like me.
Like a hot you?
Does it matter?
Hold on. What's your name again?
Don't do it.
You know, I actually have her number on my phone. Hold on.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Kira.
Balraj. Will you stop it? Balraj asked.
She doesn't have the same last name. I remember that. Damn, she looks different.
Will you stop it?
She does look like you with a wig.
Doug Martin or the other guy rest of the season? LOL.
Your sister is a really nice
I would
person,
say Doug Martin.
She's a way better person than you are. Just want to throw that out there.
No, she's not.
What?
I'm a good person.
Yes, but she's a way better person than you are.
You
disagree with me? She looks like your mom a lot.
Will you stop it?
Your mom's a fox.
No, she's not. Doug Martin or Jalen Sharp?
Holy shit, there's a picture of you and your sister side by side, each holding your babies. Holy crap, it looks like you with a wig.
You stop it.
I'm putting that in the writer's chat. Holy shit.
You stop that. All right. Doug Martin or Jalen Richard?
Richard.
Mm. Richard has definitely more upside.
It's Richard, man.
Okay. Well, you heard it there, Balraj. Stacy Lafferty Reynolds. Is Sanders the most amazing thing I could have ever gotten as a free agent 2 weeks ago or what? As a free agent?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's about as good as it gets, man.
How did you get that for a free agency? Who the fuck dropped Emmanuel Sanders?
Hey, people. There's people out there.
I don't get... Wait, hold on. Because he had... Even though he had 2 crappy games... No, when has... I mean, he had 2 games, 6.3 and 7.2. Those are his lows. Like, why would you drop that? This is what I don't understand. Why would you ever drop Emmanuel Sanders? These are his target numbers. 11, 4, 8, 7, 14, 10, and 7. Why are you dropping that? He's averaging 86 receiving yards. How the fuck did you get that for free? Your league is dumb.
The league's not dumb. Somebody in the league is dumb.
Your league is dumb. Dale, check your group chat.
No, I'm not going to look at it. Stop it. All right. So those are all the questions in the Facebook group. I kind of like doing this mailbag and through the Facebook. Maybe we should do a Twitter one next time.
Okay. But now that we are 11, do we have a lot of time left? Damn.
We have a couple minutes.
We
What's
have
up?
Like 2 minutes left. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Rest of season. Guy we just talked about, Emmanuel Sanders or Stephon Diggs. There's a lot of people that are unsure of what to do with Stephon Diggs right now.
Stephon Diggs or Emmanuel Sanders? I like Emmanuel Sanders a lot. I'm looking at his schedule now.
2 duds in a row for Diggs.
Yeah. You know me. I've never been a huge Diggs fan, only because I've been a huge Adam Thielen fan forever.
Fair enough.
But, man, this is tough. If I had to choose, I think Sanders by a smidge.
Depends just on not what you need. If you're going for upside, you need a ceiling. You want, this is your, you're not doing well and it's your wide receiver one, give me Diggs, because I you need, if you want to shoot for the fences.
That's where you're going.
Sure. If you need a flex or, you know, wide receiver two, and this is what you're counting on every week and you need the solid points, give me Sanders. Just depends on your team composition. Like, if you need to shoot for the fences and you're going to be that kind of team that's boom bust, Diggs. But if you just need the consistency because you're solid everywhere else, Sanders.
Okay. That's fair.
Yep.
By
the
way,
rest of season.
I would just want to throw one rest of season thing in here. If you don't want to worry about defenses for the rest of the season, I urge you to look at the Baltimore Ravens defense from week 11. I mean, we kind of just talked about it too, but from 11 to week 16, they play pretty well. I guess they have Atlanta and Kansas City in there, but I do like their defense rest of the season. Anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I dropped them. Unfortunately.
Big mistake. Probably biggest mistake of your life.
Yeah, but I picked the Patriots defense because I need the big points.
Mm-hmm. Get the big points.
Big points. Monday Night Football. Big points. Big points.
What was your question? You were in the middle of asking something.
I lost track, man. For Christian Brito, I'm Dale DeMott. Can you just close it?
All right. Again, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. At EatSleepFF. Go to our website, EatSleepFantasy. I have my rest of season rankings on the website. If Christian ever does his, maybe they'll be up there too.
Probably not.
And, huh?
Probably not.
Probably not. You can see our weekly rankings on there.
I'll give you my top five rest of season running back rankings right here. You ready for it?
Yep.
Are you ready for it?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Todd Gurley. Tier of his own. Todd Gurley. Then Kareem Hunt, Saquon Barkley, Melvin Gordon. Who am I putting at five?
I thought you already had this done. I didn't know we were going to sit here and wait for you.
I still will put Zeke there at number five.
All right.
It drops into the next tier with Zeke.
In no particular order here, I do want to thank our writers and contributors, Austin, Steve, Clayton, JJ, John, Nick, Wade, Mark, and Mike. We appreciate you guys. Just a quick shout out. Again, go to our website for all their articles basically daily. Don't forget eatsleepfantasy.com at eatsleepff on most social media. My name is Dale. Thanks for listening. And and Christian is here too.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the next set of running backs here. By the way, people need to update their rest of season rankings on these consensus rankings. They got Kareem Hunt at 7.
Who does?
Somebody, Fantasy Pros, their consensus rest of season rankings.
That's crazy.
Was that it? That's crazy.
I hate Kareem Hunt, but that's low.
He needs to be in the top 5, like locked in, right?
Is Alvin Kamara ahead of
Alvin Kamara and Joe Mixon?
That's nuts.
Although looking at the rest of season rankings and seeing Kareem Hunt, Mark Ingram, and Sonny Michel all in the top 12 makes me feel really good about my team.
Okay. All right. We get it, Brito.
Own dick.
Of course you are.
I really wish I was flexible enough.
Anyways. For Christian Brito, my name is Dale. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you guys very soon.
Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL Fantasy Football Podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs. Better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation. We doing what we like. Tune in every week. Guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts. I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah. Eat Sleep Fantasy. Woo! Eat Sleep Fantasy.